Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
More people are attending music festivals than ever before, but do they have any idea how many festivals end up becoming massive disasters?
I really think I could have died as well. It was like quicksand, going under and just seeing nothing but people, like legs and...
Music festival attendance is on the rise, with fans shelling out thousands of dollars to see their favorite artists. In fact, there are more festivals than ever before right now, with nearly 3,000 taking place across the world. Not only are artists like Tyler, the Creator, and Drake curating their own festival experiences, but countless cities around the world are counting on festivals to lift their local economies and attract tourists. But what if I told you there's a huge dark side to the way a lot of these festivals are operated, and that some fans might not fully realize the kind of danger they could be in? That's exactly why I'm doing a breakdown of the worst music festival disasters ever. What's the story behind a massive fire that tore through a world-famous festival just days ago? Why did one massive New York music festival descend into jaw-dropping violence? And how did poor planning lead to a horrific stampede in Europe? We've even analyzed eyewitness testimonies and legal documents to give you the full picture of what went down during one of the most notorious and tragic festival disasters in recent memory, the crowd crush at Astroworld. Did Travis Scott really fail to stop things from getting out of control? And finally, we're gonna look into what really made the infamous Fyre Festival fall apart and explore those rumors that another Fyre Festival is right around the corner.
Wow, chicos, esto es increíble. Se acaba de encender el escenario.
Just days ago, a massive fire nearly derailed the Tomorrowland Music Festival in Belgium. Over the last 20 years, Tomorrowland has become one of the most well-known music festivals in the world. After the festival's first edition kicked off in 2005, Tomorrowland has grown into a globally recognized brand, with spin-off festivals popping everywhere from Atlanta to Brazil. But the heart of Tomorrowland has always been in Belgium, which has become a mecca for EDM fans looking for a good time. Tomorrowland has become famous for having elaborately designed, insanely detailed main stages, drawing crowds of over 70,000 people each year. But on July 16th of 2025, the entire festival was nearly destroyed by a massive fire that sprung up 2 days before things were set to kick off. The fire swept through the festival site, severely damaging the festival's main stage and triggering a huge emergency response. Thankfully, nobody was hurt by the fire, but investigators still haven't determined what caused the blaze. While the flames were eventually extinguished, the fact that this happened right before Tomorrowland kicked off meant that the festival organizers had to work around the clock to get the show back on schedule, also headlining artists like David Guetta, Swedish House Mafia, and Lost Frequencies could take the stage. Tomorrowland kicked off as planned, but reports claim that the main stage was still visibly charred. While you might think this meant that Tomorrowland dodged the worst possible outcome, think again. Just one day after Tomorrowland kicked off, reports surfaced that a 35-year-old Canadian woman passed away at the festival. The Belgian authorities have promised a thorough investigation and even seemed to hint that the tragedy may have been related to drugs. Quote, the prosecutor's office immediately launched an investigation. Initial findings indicated strong evidence of a drug-related death. An autopsy and a thorough toxicology exam will provide definite answers. When you take a closer look at Tomorrowland's history, you start to see a timeline of incidents that have nearly spelled disaster for festival goers. This wasn't even Tomorrowland's first brush with an out-of-control fire. In 2017, an edition of Tomorrowland was held near Barcelona, Spain, attracting over 22,000 festival goers. That same massive crowd was forced to evacuate when a surprise fire ripped through the stage, sending people running for their lives. Firefighters claim that the disaster was caused by a faulty pyrotechnic.
Moto Casino, America.
like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Display implying that the organizers of the festival didn't quite do their due diligence. While 30 festival goers were treated for minor injuries, the Repeat Tomorrowland Blazes does underscore a huge danger that comes with attending massive events like these. It's extremely easy for things to spiral out of control, and the consequences could be tragic.
So people pass out, things happen at concerts, but something like that, it's just like...
And as a lot of people know, that's exactly what happened during Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival in 2021. After launching in 2018, Astroworld became the marquee music festival for rap fans in Houston, Texas. Named after Travis's multi-platinum Astroworld album, the festival was supposed to be a homage to Six Flags Astroworld, a defunct theme park that Travis used to visit as a kid. As a music fest, Astroworld attracted a who's who of hip-hop heavyweights from Lil Wayne, Young Thug, Chief Keef, and Post Malone. Cultural tastemakers like the late Virgil Abloh were even given performance slots at the festival. Travis was clearly building Astroworld as a cornerstone of his highly lucrative, multi-million dollar empire. But on the night of November 5th of 2021, everything changed. 50,000 people were in attendance at Astroworld to see Travis Scott's highly anticipated headlining set. There was so much hype over Travis's performance that night that attendees rushed the security gate and stormed the festival without purchasing passes. This rowdy behavior from Travis's fans resulted in police requesting riot gear in order to properly control the situation. But by 9 p.m., things were really starting to spiral. Travis appeared on stage at 9:02 p.m., and the crowd was so excited that they lurched towards the stage, starting a human crush because too many people were packed too closely together. While Travis continued to perform, some of his fans were squeezed against metal barricades and fell over, where they were trampled. Making matters worse is that Travis Scott continued his set even while all this was going on. While reports suggest that Travis didn't know the extent of the injuries, eyewitness videos clearly showed Travis seeing an ambulance pull into the crowd.
What the f*** is that? Everybody good, put a metal finger up in the sky.
The crowd crush continued to get worse, with some concertgoers even yelling at staff, begging them to stop the show so people could get help. Travis continued to perform and even brought out Drake an hour later. Reports suggest that Drake's surprise appearance on stage made the crowd crush even worse as fans surged to dance along to his music. Witnesses even described the crowd crush as an inescapable sinkhole of human bodies that made it almost impossible to breathe. But it wasn't until Travis left the stage that the world fully realized just how awful the crowd crush was. 8 victims were unalived as a result of the Astroworld crush, including a 9-year-old boy named Ezra Blount. Ezra was a kid from Dallas who was watching the show from his dad's shoulders until the crowd crush toppled them both. Ezra's dad lost consciousness while Ezra was trampled by Travis fans, causing severe organ damage. After being put in a medical coma, Ezra passed away 9 days later on November 14th. The Astroworld tragedy was the cause of the most accidental deaths in America.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Nearly 2 decades. While the world began to mourn the victims, Travis Scott's response sparked extreme controversy. Immediately after the tragedy, he was spotted at an after party at a local Dave & Buster's. He later posted a video response on IG that was widely seen as insincere.
I just want to send out prayers to the ones that was lost last night. You know, my fans really mean the world to me, and
I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience.
The aftermath of the Astroworld disaster had a profound effect on the festival industry. While this was obviously far from the first crowd crush incident at a concert, the sheer magnitude of this disaster led to a major reckoning. Fans asked why Travis Scott and Drake didn't put a stop to the show, with some even accusing Travis of acting recklessly after he clearly spotted an ambulance in the crowd. Ever since the Astroworld tragedy, there's been a lot more attention given to the dangers of crowd crushing. But there's also been a ton of criticism aimed at Live Nation, the multinational entertainment company that co-organized Astroworld alongside Travis Scott. A flurry of wrongful death lawsuits have targeted Live Nation, arguing that they failed to prevent the crush from happening. While all 10 of these wrongful death lawsuits have since been settled, there's still tons of pending litigation surrounding all the other injuries that took place at the festival. The incident at Astroworld also inspired intense scrutiny into Travis Scott's alleged pattern of inciting his fans to act dangerously at his shows. For years, a pattern of all-out mayhem has followed Travis Scott at his high-octane concerts. More specifically, Travis has been famous for cultivating a rage culture that encourages impressionable fans to pull wild stunts. And I mean, there's even evidence of this in his lyrics. Quote, "And it ain't a mosh pit of no injuries, I got him stage diving out the nosebleeds." While Travis Scott continues to be one of the rap game's biggest names, the tragedy at Astroworld continues to haunt his career. It's safe to say that the Astroworld disaster is one of the biggest cautionary tales about attending a music festival in this day and age. If a festival crowd can be turned into a lethal weapon, nobody could really ever be safe.
This is great. Definitely worth it so far. Having a blast.
Seven people were injured, including two state troopers who were pelted with rocks and beer bottles.
Years before Astroworld, the attendees of Woodstock 99 realized just how dangerous and unhinged their fellow concert goers could be. For decades, the name Woodstock has been associated with peace and love. The original Woodstock Festival took place in 1969 in upstate New York. While two people passed away during the OG Fest, Woodstock is still mainly associated with the hippie movement. The festival was poorly planned and overcrowded, but it's always been seen through an extremely nostalgic lens. 30 years later, festival organizers decided to cash in on the Woodstock brand and revive the festival with a modern twist. While the OG festival featured rock acts like Grateful Dead and Jimi Hendrix, the 13th anniversary revival would be updated to host Ice Cube, Metallica, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. One of the stars on the lineup was DMX, whose massive performance at the festival continues to go viral to this day. Quote, "First we had him like, oh, now they like, no, what baby? That's how the Rough Riders roll." That video is nuts, bro. That video is crazy as shit. If you watch that video, it really looks like DMX is performing in front of every single person on planet Earth. That crowd is insane. While the organizers might have wanted to resurrect the peace and love, feel-good vibes of Woodstock 69, they failed miserably. The crowd was visibly antagonistic towards performers. Sheryl Crow reported that fans threw feces at her during her set, while other artists witnessed and tried to stop female concertgoers from being assaulted. Jesus.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then, I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
During a headlining set by Limp Bizkit, concertgoers began violently moshing to the point that the show broke out into a full-on riot. Fans began to destroy buildings, while Limp Bizkit's frontman Fred Durst actively encouraged them. After being warned by festival staff that things were getting too out of control, Durst still told the crowd,
"It's time to let yourself go right now, because there are no motherfucking rules out there."
By the time the smoke cleared, Woodstock 99 had completely destroyed the reputation of the OG festival. Not only did three people pass away, but numerous acts of sexual violence against women were reported. Reports suggest that up to 10,000 fans were treated in medical tents for injuries. The fact that so much of the out-of-control mayhem was caused by fans attacking other fans illustrates the potential dark side of the festival experience. Eyewitnesses describe the conditions of Woodstock 99 as, quote, like a concentration camp, citing horrific environmental conditions, assaults, rioting, looting, vandalism, and arson. While the point of music festivals might be for concert goers to come together, it could also lead to those same fans fanning the flame of violence. Making things even worse is that when it comes to a crowd this huge, there's really nothing that anyone could do to stop them. And that's the real, real scary part.
An increasing number of people are now trying to escape via these routes.
Outrageous crowd conditions led to another tragedy in 2010 when a stampede erupted at the Love Parade Music Festival in Germany. Over 1.4 million techno fans flocked to this Love Parade in summer of 2010, which was being held at a former train yard. This choice of venue would end up having disastrous consequences for attendees, since there was only one major exit or entrance from the festival. That entrance was a narrow tunnel/ramp, which became a tragic choke point when officials opened up the gates. Fans streamed into the train yard, leading to overcrowding conditions. Authorities began to panic that too many people were showing up to the Love Parade, leading them to shut down the festival gates. But instead of alleviating the issue, locking the gates only made matters far, far worse. With no space to go, people piled up and began to crush each other, leading to widespread suffocation and a full-on stampede as panic set in. More than 650 people were later reported injured, while 21 fans were ultimately unalived by the tunnel crush. An investigation revealed that the Love Parade Festival was poorly planned. While the festival was permanently canceled out of respect for the victims, a criminal trial against the organizers took damn near a decade to get off the ground and still led to zero manslaughter convictions. When you really take a closer look, the crowd crush at Love Parade bears some pretty striking similarities to what happened at Astroworld 11 years later. Both festivals seemed as if they didn't account for the sheer mass of people that would eventually show up, and they clearly didn't plan for what happens when all these excited fans get packed into a too small space. But one of the most notorious festivals of all time became a disaster for far, far different reasons.
So I think what makes fire so cool is that we are selling the experience of fire. I want to be one of the first festivals that can sell out
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
With no artists.
In 2017, a brand new luxury festival called Firefest was scheduled across two weekends in the Bahamas. The masterminds behind Firefest were two very unlikely partners. On one corner, you had a young American businessman named Billy McFarland. In the other, you have Ja Rule, who is probably best known for being 50 Cent's biggest op. The two men were inspired to throw the festival on a private island that once belonged to a top lieutenant of notorious cartel kingpin Pablo Escobar. Ja Rule and Billy McFarland wanted to take the island's nefarious legacy and use it to launch an ultra-luxury experience that would attract the biggest influencers in the world. And to be honest, the branding for Firefest was absolutely on point. They recruited the Mount Rushmore of influencers, Hailey Bieber, Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, and Emily Ratajkowski, to promote the festival, promising attendees luxury villas and gourmet meals. The lineup included an A-list bench of headliners from the Migos and Pusha T to Blink-182 and Major Lazer. But when attendees arrived on the island, it's safe to say they had a radically different experience. Instead of luxury villas, festival goers found out that they were supposed to stay in leftover disaster relief tents. And instead of gourmet meals, influencers who had paid thousands of dollars to attend got nothing more than grimy cheese sandwiches. Festival goers were left stranded in the Bahamas with minimal transportation, zero cell service, and barely any medical care. And they were expected to sleep on mattresses that were soaked in rainwater. The dismal conditions inspired a huge panic when influencers realized that nobody was about to take care of them. They were really in some real-life Hunger Games type shit. None of the scheduled artists bothered to show up either, and the only acts who performed were a few local musicians from the Bahamas. The Firefest became an overnight laughingstock on social media. Commentators mocked gullible influencers for shelling out major funds to go to a festival with zero track record or infrastructure. Even though no one was unalived due to the Firefest, the brand became a shorthand for disaster. The scandal led to a criminal investigation and an avalanche of lawsuits. Billy McFarland pleaded guilty to federal wire fraud charges, leading to a 6-year prison sentence and a forfeiture of $26 million. Ja Rule, meanwhile, tried to dodge responsibility, posting on Twitter, quote, "I wanted this to be an amazing event. It was not a scam as everyone is reporting. I truly apologize. This is not my fault, but I'm taking responsibility." Despite the absolute disaster of the Firefest, Billy McFarland tried to cash in on the notoriety of the brand years later. After being released from prison in 2023, McFarland announced Fyre Festival 2, which was slated to take place in the Caribbean. While McFarland insisted that Fyre Festival 2 was not a scam, he repeatedly moved the date of the festival and was unable to secure an exact location. In fact, the only headliner that McFarland managed to announce was former NFL player Antonio Brown, aka AB. But let's face it, AB is more famous for leaving the NFL in the middle of a game than his actual music career. By April 16th of 2025, tickets to the Fyre Festival were taken off the market with zero explanation. Within weeks, McFarland put up the entire brand for sale, auctioning off the rights to Fyre Festival on eBay for a measly $245,300. The price was so low that McFarland responded to the selling price on stream by saying, quote, "Damn, this sucks, it's so low." The Fyre Festival scandal is a perfect example of why you shouldn't believe everything you see on social media, especially when it comes to music festivals. When you take a closer look at the industry, festivals can be a shady business and poor organization can lead to massive consequences. So if you go, just remember, stay safe out there.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.